I feel like everybody here at the station has had a chance to talk with you except for me. So I'm very excited to do this. Well, you've joined me today because you've joined up with the Sultans of String, who we've chatted with before here, actually, but for a really special collaboration. First of all, how did your paths cross to make this happen?
Well, we've actually worked together before. They reached out to me several years ago to sing on a Christmas song with them, and I had such a great experience. It was so fun for me to step out of, you know, my box of the style of music that I usually do. And I love doing that as an artist. I feel like it helps me grow and evolve and just love to jam out with other people. So when they reached out to me on this project and explained what they were doing, I just loved the idea of it. And I was just happy to be invited to be a part of it. You know, so much fun always, you know, getting to work with other musicians.
The single you collaborated with them on is called The Res. Tell us about it and what it means to you.
Well, you know, it's funny because I actually wrote this song like over 15 years ago when I was missing home and I had just signed my first record deal with RCA Records, and I was sitting there sharing stories about missing my home with the songwriters I was writing with that day, Ed Hill and Shay Smith. And they said, well, that sounds like a song. You keep talking about The Res. We should write this. And I was like, okay. And, you know, we were pitching it for the Dawn of a New Day album, my first country album, but it didn't make it. Everybody felt like it wouldn't be relatable enough. But I've always held on to the song and held a special place in my heart because it talks about what it's like growing up on The Res, what it was like for me. You know, even though there's hardships and struggles, there's also family and community and such a rich culture. And I feel like all those things shaped me into the human being I am and made me the resilient person I am that made it possible for me to overcome all the obstacles in my way when it came to becoming, you know, an Indigenous artist in the mainstream music world. And I'm proud of those roots, you know, and I think sometimes there's so much focus on the negative sides of growing up on a reservation. But like I said, there's all these beautiful parts of it. And so I was just kind of bringing some light to that.
Well, you started that off by saying, you know, you missed home. And I read that you're living in Nashville now, but originally from Ontario. What are some of the things that you miss, some of the Canadian things that you miss?
Well, you know, I've been living in Nashville for 21 years now, so it's home. But that's the thing about when you grow up with such deep roots is that back home will always be home. So for me, the thing I miss the most is family and community. When I go back home visiting on the Wequimkong First Nations, I do the normal everyday things, is just going out and seeing people that I've known since I was a little kid and reconnecting with them. And those are the things that keep me. Those are the things that I miss the most. And what our land is like in Canada back home. I mean, for me, I grew up on Manitoulin Island, which is the largest freshwater island in the world. So it's absolutely gorgeous and pristine. And, you know, you look down the water 200 feet and you can see exactly what's at the bottom of the water. And you don't see that not so much here at the lakes in Nashville.
Well, The Res will be released September 22nd. It's your collaboration with the Sultans of String. But what else are you working on right now?
Actually, just today, we released my new music video for my latest single, Why Do I Love You, from my recent album, Midnight Blues. So we actually just put it out there today. So
congratulations.
Thank you. It's a very exciting day for me. The song was written by Jim Lauderdale, and it's just such a great message. You know, it's all about sometimes in relationships, people think a perfect marriage should be all sunshine and rainbows, but there's a lot of storms in between, and it's in those storms when we ask ourselves, why do I love you? And, you know, and if it's real love, the answer will always be because I just do. And so that's the message in the song. And the video features my family, my husband, who's my guitar player, and our little girl, Zsa Zsa. So it's a really sweet video.
Well, September 22nd, it is called The Res, Crystal Schwanda, the Sultans of String. We've got the links for you to find out more at ravenradio.ca. And you were just telling me you were busy homeschooling Zsa Zsa. So I will let you go so you can go and do that. Thank you so much, Crystal.
Thank you so much for squeezing me in today and for all the continued support.